From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia is ready to become a Small Island Developing States Partner, or SIDS. Minister Jonan emphasizes the development of environmentally friendly energy based. Now the news in detail. Indonesia is ready to become a partner for Small Island Developing States, or SIDS, in realizing development priorities. This was said by Vice President Yusuf Kalla when attending the high-level midterm review of the SIDS Accelerated Modalities of Action, or SAMOA, at the United Nations headquarters in New York on Friday, September 27th. As a country with many islands and diversity of tribes, customs, and culture, Yusuf Kalla said that the development challenges faced by Indonesia and small island developing countries have similarities, including climate change, natural disasters, and economic uncertainty as a result of global uncertainty. Yusuf Kalla said in a statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, September 28, that in facing these challenges, Indonesia is a true friend of the SIDS country. Yusuf Kalla added, the cooperation relationship between Indonesia and SIDS has been going on for 30 years and will continue to be strengthened to face the challenges of social equality, education, health, and human resource development. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan stressed all employees and all stakeholders to care about the environment from the threat of global warming that could threaten the world. When acting as a ceremony organizer for the 74th anniversary of mining and energy on Saturday, September 28 in Jakarta, Jonan said the impact of global warming would be felt by Indonesia, which is an island nation. Ignatius Jonan added that the development of sustainable clean energy or renewable energy is important to think about. Jonan continued, the impact of global warming can now be felt. Changes in temperature due to global warming will also make sea levels rise. Surabaya Chamber of Commerce and Industry proposes collaboration or long-term cooperation with Australia, after a meeting with the Australian Consulate General in Surabaya on Saturday, September 28. Surabaya Chamber Chairman Ali Afandi in Surabaya is Java said that the cooperation could be started through the startup, young entrepreneurs, and large industry. The long-term collaboration scheme, according to Andi, can be in the form of technology transfer, entrepreneurship education, transfer of innovation, and trade cooperation. So, he added, it is not merely export-import, but there is added value that will further strengthen relations between Indonesia and Australia. Ali Afandi also invited parties in Australia to travel to East Java, which Surabaya is the main entrance. The Indonesian Lessons Association, or ASANSI, is collaborating with the Ministry of Tourism to promote Wonderful Indonesia through a partnership co-branding agreement. Chairperson of ASENSI, Susanti Wijaya, CFE, in Jakarta on Saturday, September 28, said ASENSI fully supports Wonderful Indonesia to become a national brand, a brand that is the pride of the Indonesian nation. It signed a cooperation agreement with the Ministry of Tourism on September 27, 2019. At this event, 26 ASENSI members are committed to jointly promote the Wonderful Indonesia brand. Therefore, ASENSI members consisting of various types of business fields, both goods or products and services, will be optimal in bringing Wonderful Indonesia in their various business lines. Edo Reservis, Voice of Indonesia. The mountain bike cross-country marathon, which was held on Saturday, September 28, in Tanjung Lesung, Banten, in a series of Tanjung Lesung Festival events, was won by the National Training Center athlete Zainal Fanani in the men master open category with a time of 2 hours 3 minutes 51 seconds. Met after the competition, Zainal revealed that he was also preparing himself for the SEA Games Manila, Philippines, on 30 of
November 2019.
SEA Games is now preparing for the SEA Games, so we have been trained with the head coach for the upcoming SEA Games, which take place in 2 months. Zainal added that in the 2019 SEA Games, he will participate in the Olympic Cross-Country Mountain Bike Number, or XCO. Together with other national training athlete Rafika Farisi, Zainal targeting gold medal in the Southeast Asian Sports Competition. The government of the Regency of Buleleng, Bali, held the 8th Lovina Festival or Love Fest on 27th until 30th of September, which was arranged with the Wonderful Sail to Indonesia event in the Lovina Beach area, Buleleng, Bali. Buleleng Region Agus Suratnya, in a press statement received at Singaraja on Saturday, September 28, said the event was aimed at increasing the number of domestic and foreign tourists coming to Bumi Panji Sakti, as well as developing all the potential available, both from the tourism, arts, culture, and maritime sectors. He said tourism development efforts in Buleleng are carried out from various potentials in Buleleng, in parallel and integrated, including festivals, accessibility to cultural development, and ethics among the people, developing very well at this time. In addition to increasing the number of tourists who come to Buleleng, Agus Suratnya said this activity is one way to make tourists to be able to stay longer and spend vacation time in Buleleng. North Sulawesi Deputy Governor Steven Kando hopes flights from Manado Sam Ratulangi Airport to Davao, Philippines can encourage multi-sector cooperation. The reoperation of the Manado-Davao route can support the development of economic cooperation, investment, trade and tourism activities in the regional area between Davao as one of the business centers in the southern Philippines with various regions in North Sulawesi. Deputy Governor Steven in Manado on Saturday said the flight was an important momentum for the two countries to strengthen the trade and investment sector, as well as expanding access to air connectivity between Indonesia and the Philippines. The last item. The government of Bogor Regency, West Java, began cooperating with Hamyang-gun District Government, South Korea, due to the many similarities in the program in tourism development. Bogor Regent Ade Yasin, through his written statement on Saturday, September 28, said that the cooperation he followed up during his visit to South Korea on Friday, September 27, after the two regional governments signed a letter of intent, or LOI, on July 29 at the Regent's Hall, Cibinong, Bogor Regency. He explained Bogor had something in common, namely the focus on the tourism sector. Bogor Regency is famous for the city of sport and tourism, while Hamyang Regency is famous for a city of tourism, well-being, and suburban vacation. The plan is for the Memorandum of Understanding or MOU to be established in establishing sister city between Bogor Regency and Hamyang-gun Regency. Ade Yasin was welcomed by House Member Hamyang-gun, chaired by Hwang Tae-jin. Huang Taijin hopes that the cooperation between the two regions will bring a positive change, especially in the field of tourism. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Di prasetya ada sekerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Tunduk pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Tujuan utama penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara tetap di udara.
This week's spotlight is on draft of criminal code to be repaired. The government and the House of Representatives have agreed to postpone the discussion of the draft of criminal code to the House of Representatives of the 2019 to 2024 period. This was to accommodate the public's aspirations for articles that were considered controversial. Speaker of the Indonesian Parliament, Bambang Susatyo, at the Indonesian Parliament Complex in Senayan, Jakarta on Wednesday, said the House would try to improve the articles in question. There is even a possibility if there are articles that need to be dropped, they will be dropped. A number of articles in the draft are considered to threaten freedom of opinion, the criminalization of the press, and too much interference in the private sphere. With these articles in place, various groups of people have raised their protests and objections. Member of the House of Representatives Commission 3, Taufiqul Hadi, said all the House faction and the government had agreed to discuss it in the next period. Based on the revision of the law of the amendment of the law that was just passed by the House, discussion of the incomplete law in the previous period could be continued in the next period with the approval of all the factions. Therefore, the discussion does not need to be repeated from the beginning. Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lawli, confirmed the same thing. Discussion on the draft of criminal code will be continued at the House in the coming period. President Joko Widodo has also stressed that it will be decided in the coming period. Yasona said the government would socialize the bill on criminal code to the public before being passed. The socialization will be intensified so that the public can gain comprehensive understanding of changes in the draft of criminal code. He stressed the government also opened a discussion room to discuss controversial articles. Vice President Yusuf Kala, meanwhile, agreed that the articles in the draft were consulted with the public. Moreover, there are still a number of articles that are still considered inappropriate by the community, like the issue of adultery, insulting the president, and threatening freedom of speech. Yusuf Kala still hopes that the draft of criminal code can be ratified and become a reference for criminal law in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Fahri Hamzah, hopes that all parties will prioritize dialogue related to articles that are considered controversial. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with September 29, 1954. The European Organization for Nuclear Research is established. CERN, or the European Organization for Nuclear Research, is the world's largest particle acceleration laboratory complex located on the border between France and Switzerland, just west of Geneva. The convention which approved this organization was signed on September 29, 1954. Starting with 12 members, currently there are 21 total member countries. Israel is the first and only non-European country to be granted full membership. The main function of the organization is to provide the particle acceleration needed for research and many high-energy physics experiments, which have been carried out here by international cooperation. Turning to September 29, 1957, the Kristin disaster was a radioactive contamination incident that occurred on September 29, 1957 in Mayak, a plutonium production site in Russia for nuclear weapons and the nuclear fuel reprocessing plant of the Soviet Union. This incident was measured as a level 6 disaster on the international nuclear event scales, making it the third most serious nuclear accident ever recorded behind the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster and the Chernobyl disaster. The incident took place in the city of Oziorsk, Chelyabinsk Oblast, a closed city built around the Mayak factory and scattered heat particles over 20,000 square miles, where at least 270,000 people live, with 300 direct deaths among nearby villages. I'll end with September 29, 2009, the Samoan earthquake. The Samoan 2009 earthquake with a scale of 8.3 Richter occurred in the Samoa Islands region on September 29, 2009 at 6.48 local time. The earthquake triggered three separate tsunami waves, of which the largest reached 1.6 meters above sea level. A sea level rise of 76 mm was recorded near the epicenter, according to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center in Ewa Beach, Hawaii. This earthquake occurred near the Kermadec Tonga subduction zone of the Pacific Ring of Fire, where the plate tectonics on the Earth's crust meet and earthquakes and volcanic activity are common. 189 people were killed and hundreds injured. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Caramu menghianati aku.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today, Sunday, September the 29th, 2019, is entitled Choosing Chairman of the Indonesian Olympiad Committee 2019-2023. The management of the Indonesian Olympic Committee of the 2015 until 2019 period under the leadership of Erick Thohir is almost over this year. For this reason, the Indonesian Olympic Committee is seeking a new chairman. The election of candidate and screening election team for the 2019-2023 period opens registration from September the 27th to October the 6th, 2019. Erick Thohir is leading the selection and election team of prospective chairperson, assisted by Helen De Lima as secretary and 5 members. They began work on September the 27th, which at the same time became the start of the selection of prospective chairpersons. Meanwhile, the committee's special congress, which commenced in Jakarta on Wednesday, decided that the general election of the chair of the Indonesian Olympic Committee for 2019 until 2023 will take place on October the 9th. The team has established a number of key requirements to adjust the statutes or bylaws for candidates, including its prospective candidates must have the support of 30 votes from 126 votes. The details are, according to the new statutes or bylaws, each branch of the Olympic sports has 3 voting rights, while the non-Olympic games only have 1 vote. At present, there are 33 Olympic sports. In addition, there are several other requirements such as being involved in sport organizations and activities at the national and international level for at least 5 years. Meanwhile, there is only one person so far that has proposed to become a candidate for the chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, namely Raja Sabta Oktohari. When declaring himself on Tuesday in Jakarta before a number of representatives of the sports branch and secretary of the Ministry of Youth and Sports Gatot Dewa Broto and the committee representative Ade Lukman, Raja Sabta Oktohari said one of his missions if he became the head of the committee was that Indonesia would be elected as the host of the 2023 Olympics. Raja Sabta Oktohari is also the chairman of the Indonesian Bicycle Sport Association and is also known as a boxing promoter. He also served as chef de mission of the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics and chair of the organizers of the 2018 Asian Para Games in Jakarta. Well, that was my Indonesia today from Indonesia to the world.
Ku tak percaya bahwa cinta datang di pandangan pertama. Karena cinta butuh waktu yang kan biasakan suka berubah menjadi rasa yang tak tergambarkan. Kau lukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus semua derita dan tangis. Ku berjanjikan mengejarmu kasih selama ku bisa. Ku
percaya semua indah saat-saat waktu bisa
mencoba karena ku percaya.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will tell you about Sedekah Bumi or Presenting Offering to the Earth tradition in Cibuntu Village, Cirebon, West Java. Indonesia has fertile land and a variety of natural wealth in it. With the abundance of wealth gained, some people thank God with a variety of traditional ceremonies. One of them is carried out by people in the Cirebon region in West Java, precisely in the village of Cibuntu. The village, which is located 30 kilometers from the center of Cirebon city, has a tradition of expressing gratitude to the Creator through the Sedekah Bumi or presenting offerings or thanksgiving to the earth tradition. Sedekah Bumi in Cibuntu Village is a hereditary tradition handed down from generation to generation among community in Cibuntu Village, Pasawahan Subdistrict, Kuningan Regency, regularly since 1820. It is held once a year before the planting season or just before the rainy season arrives. Usually this event is held between September to October. Sedekah Bumi, according to the people of Cibuntu Village, is a form of community thanksgiving to God Almighty for the harvest obtained. This tradition is also held to ask God that agricultural crops, especially the Cibuntu community's padi, in the next planting seasons will become more fertile and the yields will be much better. Besides, Sedekah Bumi in the Cibuntu Village is also a preservation of national culture and national identity. Although the Sedekah Bumi procession is simple, it is always lively and attracts many visitors. Before holding this tradition, residents of the Cibuntu village are required to clean the springs located above the village first. The cleansing of these springs means that all life on earth originates from water. Therefore, they are required to maintain the beauty and cleanliness of the springs so they can continue their lives better. After cleaning the springs, some villagers slaughter a goat, which would later be cooked as a dish at this traditional feast. While other residents make plates or bowl from woven coconut leaves called takir. This is also the utilization of all that has been provided by nature. Besides that, the thing that should not be forgotten in Sedekah Bumi is the existence of delman or horse cart that will bring the village head to the location of the event. Hundreds of villagers, young and old, go together following the delman boarded by the village head according to the rhythm of the typical village music instrument called kencring. They all wore the Sundanese traditional clothes, the women wore cloth and kebaya, while the men wore koko shirts. In the procession, there is also a group of dancers consisting of young women. They bring food that has been prepared beforehand, such as various types of side dishes from homes, rice and also fruits from their own gardens. All placed on plates made of banana leaves. The sedekah bumi then begins with the reading of prayers and remarks from several officials of Cibuntu village. Then the Kuningan region, together with the village head, poured kahuripan water or water of life on rice seeds that would be used for planting. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Kerawan dalam petuahmu, ibu-ibu
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's miscellany is about hundreds of Dayak artifacts exhibited in Switzerland. Hundreds of Dayak artifacts were exhibited in Dayak, the Art of Headhunters, held in Museo delle Culture, Lugano, Switzerland. The artifact included mandau, a nickel tattoo, war clothes, coffin, and wooden statues. This exhibition is held from September 28, 2019 until May 27, 2020. Information, Social and Cultural Function at Indonesian Embassy in Bern, Switzerland, Ruth Johanna, to Antara News Agency in London after the exhibition opening on Friday, September 27, said the Indonesian Embassy in Bern appreciated and supported the exhibition. According to Ruth Johanna, Dayak is one of Indonesia's oldest ethnicity that is still well-preserved. The embassy was very proud of witnessing Dayak cultural exhibition in Switzerland. Paolo Maiulari, a curator from Switzerland, strived to research Dayak culture and to collect artifacts since early 2000s. He said the people of Switzerland wanted to see the other side of Dayak culture. Thus, the contemporary exhibition was based on the point of view of Dayak people. The effort of Paolo exploring Kalimantan forest was not in vain. Visitors of the exhibition were amazed with the artifacts. Museo delle Culture in Lugano was a museum focused on ancient culture preservation. Initiated by Serge Brignoni, born in 1903, died in 2002, who was interested in wooden sculptures from Kalimantan. The Museo delle Culture is a museum with most complete collection of Dayak statue and carvings. And listener, that was Miscellany for today about hundreds of Dayak artifacts exhibited in Switzerland. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you next time.
Mengukir cerita. hingga di bukit savana.
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 You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we will discuss a song entitled Terlalu Dalam. The song Terlalu Dalam was released by The Massive on 6th of September 2019. The song included in their 6th album titled Love tells the story of a relationship that can never be continued even though we already have deep feelings, so we must try to let it go. The composer of the song and vocalist The Massive, Rian, got inspiration for the song Terlalu Dalam after his close friend confided in him. Well, listener, here is Terlalu Dalam by The Massive. Happy listening!
Hari bahagiamu kan datang menjelang. Kau dan dia selamanya menyatu. Engkau memberi ruang, aku masuk ke dalam dirimu yang telah berdua. Aku takut terlalu dalam. Sadarkah aku dan kamu terlalu jauh, terlalu jauh bersama. Hari bahagiamu kan datang menjelang. Aku dan kamu terlalu
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Aku terlahir di dunia ini bukan untuk jadi seorang pecundang.
telah berjuang. Namun semua ini takkan membuatku menyerah begitu saja. Aku terlahir di dunia ini bukan untuk jadi seorang pecundang. Aku terlahir sebagai pemenang, kan ku rebut hatimu. Namun semua ini takkan membuatku menyerah begitu saja. Aku terlahir di dunia ini bukan untuk jadi seorang pecundang. Aku terlahir
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.